Hey guys, Will Durst here to warn you about the raging epidemic sweeping this nation like a toxic tornado. You can see the tragic sufferers of this dread affliction staggering dazedly down streets, walking into poles or through glass doors, oblivious to everything around them. Often they wander into the paths of oncoming traffic. Sometimes they're behind the wheel of the traffic that is oncoming. Of course, we're talking about the rampant scourge that is oversharing. A communicable affliction masquerading as a form of communication. These poor, self-absorbed casualties are easy to spot by their bowed heads and tendency to stare fixedly into their laps, faces bathed in an eerie glow while furiously twitching their thumbs. At least we hope that's what they're doing. Everyone's familiar with the harrowing evidence of oversharing. Blurry photos of a runny mushroom parmesan risotto. Noble pets forced to wear demeaning holiday-themed costumes. Detailed records of various bodily fluid eliminations. Extraneous particulars the rest of us neither need to know nor want to see. Yeah. Lines to new movie openings are often long and slow. That does not rate a hashtag. You saw a Canadian squirrel. Terrific. We'll alert Ottawa. Buses can be crowded. What next? Blue sky, sand on a beach? Oh, goody. A picture of a blue sky and sand on a beach. You're right. That is an awesome Bloody Mary. But unless you're bringing me back a sip, don't expect me to like it. And if you hit me with that selfie stick one more time, you're going to permanently stream a bird's eye view of your large intestine. We haven't even addressed the issue of drunk posting, a unique form of social and career sabotage. So please, people, only you can stamp out oversharing, a self-inflicted disease with no known cure. Maybe someday an electromagnetic pulse will come and wash all our posts away, and people will be forced to actually talk to one another. Again, perish the thought. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.